Tell the Lord, I don't want to go back the same. As I came, I must live here in a different way. Something new must happen in my life. This is an appointment with the Most High God. Lord, I don't want to be the same again. I can't be coming to God's presence without something unique happening in my life. As it is in your heart, so shall it be. Oh Lord, help me this morning. Give me a seeing eye and a hearing ear. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Our Father, we pray that you have your way this day. Glorify your name in the life of these people. Thank you, blessed Father. You will set the captives free. You will loose every bodies from any man in Jesus' name. Let your glory shine around them. In Jesus' name, I pray. A better amen. I'm talking on believing the prophets that God sent to you. Believing the prophets that God sent to your way. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, the Bible says, I read from verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, their children. Then upon Jehaziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jair, and the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all ye Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Tell yourself, I hand over my battle to God. I hand over my battles to God. I hand over my battles to God. In Jesus' name. Listen to this story. There was a problem, and the people came in fasting and in prayer as they were seeking the face of God. And the Spirit of God came through a prophet and spake and said to them, hearken ye, all Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus hear the Lord unto me, unto you. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not your own, but God. Listen to me. Every battle you are carrying on your head, you will drop it this morning. Listen to me. You cannot fight for yourself. Hello? It's not in your power to fight for yourself. If not, you will be defeated. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You cannot fight the battle for yourself. I will fight for myself. I will fight for myself. How long will you go? Hello? Any man that knows how to hand over his battle to God always get the victory. But when you say you will struggle on your own, when we talk about financial matter, there are some of you struggle because you never know how to handle your finances to God. That's why you're struggling. Praise God. You are thinking you will make it on your own. No! 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 He said, this is what the Lord said. The battle is not yours, but God. If you say you are a child of God, how come you are carrying this load over your head? How come? Take the battle to God. Put it in his hand. Let him be the one fighting for you. Verse 16. He said, tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Can you see that? Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is going to follow you through right now. He will follow you to that office. He will follow you to that place where you have been going. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God will be with you. You will not need to fight in this battle. It is not something you have to be struggling on your own. Carry the matter on your head. Oh yeah, oh, every time. No! Hand it over to God. Since I know how to hand over battles to God, I sleep like a baby. So, he said you don't need to fight in this battle. He said, stand here, see, you will see the salvation of the Lord. If I want to tell you stories of God's salvation, it's so much. Look at Moses in the Red Sea. Look at Moses in the Red Sea. Look at the children of Egypt behind them and the Red Sea before them. There was a Red Sea before the children of Israel. And the people started to cry, what shall we do over this matter? And the Egyptians were marching behind them. And the Moses said to them, don't worry yourself. Stand still, you shall see the salvation of the Lord. This Egyptian you see today, you will see them no more forever. And that was the voice of a prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was the voice of a prophet. And as he spoke, he turned to God. And he said, God, what do we do? And God said, Moses, what are you doing there? What is that in your hand? Why are you crying? Stretch forth your rod. And he stretched forth the rod. And the sea divided. And the children of Israel walk on the dry ground. Listen to me. God will show you salvation. You know what they call salvation? It's not just being born again. In fact, it's part of it. When you are born again, you have seen the salvation of the Lord. Because that's the greatest miracle that can happen in the life of a man. But when you... deliverance comes your way. Help comes your way. Solution comes your way. That is salvation. Praise God. Stand still. You shall see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just stand still. Believe in the prophets. If anybody who get there says no, I'm not going to enter inside the river. What will happen to him? The Egyptian will meet him there. Amen. I won't enter. I won't enter inside the river. So that's why in this case, the prophet came again and said, we would not need to fight in this battle. He said, stand still, you see the vision of the Lord. For tomorrow go out against the end, for the Lord will be with you. In verse 18. We are still there in 2 Chronicles. Praise God. Verse 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohath and of the children of the Kohath stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on her. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You want to prosper? Hallelujah. If you want to prosper in the kingdom of God, you must follow the principles. There are principles that lead to sweatless life. All this struggling on your own, it doesn't help you. Principles. The prophet here means the man sent by God. If God sent me to you with a message, you are expected to believe it. Hello? That's all.
You are expected to believe what the prophet of God has said. Doubt. I show you, that was why I show you on Friday, on Wednesday, or thereabout, what happened to that man. Now, when people live in disobedience, they disbelieve the voice of God. That was exactly what that man did in 2 Kings chapter 7. If God opened the windows of heaven, might these things be? Disbelieving the voice of God. Because maybe he think that it was a man speaking it. Hallelujah. God always walk with a man. Praise God. He will always walk with a man. It's just for you to recognize him and recognize the voice. That's why you see so many people are retarded. They sit down there thinking that only their prayer will help them. You pray and pray and pray, and yet the enemy is oppressing them. They don't want to follow the principle. They don't want to believe the voice of the prophets. And things are working negatively for them. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. That is God's principle. That is God's principle. You know, I had that brother when he came on Sunday testifying. And the wife also came today testifying. The same thing. He said, when I saw, he said, my husband got connected with this brother. And since then, things have turned around in our family. Amen? That's a testimony. That's a testimony. That's a testimony. You must be a testimony to the glory of God. Are you hearing me? Representing this ministry wherever you are. People will see God's glory in your life, follow you to your goal. Let me tell you a little bit. This brother has been doing certain things that shocked me. Praise God. That's why in the multitude of people, you will always see people who know, who hear what you are saying, who know what you are doing. I don't, when Bralikas, you know what? When you are done with that house, we all come there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise God. You come and see the house where Lucas is building inside Giri there. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. I preach a message and this brother came and met me and said, I want to know how to practice this thing. I said, good. And I explained to him. Since then, bro Lucas has been practicing the blessing of first fruits. And as he's doing it, his balance is expanding. Is that so? Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. Stop dying in ignorance. Stop dying in ignorance. Hear the word and practice the word. God has a way to set you free. You shall be a testimony. You shall be a testimony. Praise God. So, this is what the scripture says. Believe the Lord your God. Believe his prophet. How can you come and start disbelieving? You are doubting the voice that is coming from. It's just that I don't have time. This message is very large. In John chapter 6, the Bible says, John chapter 6, from verse 27, he says, labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. He said, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. Hello? Is that right in your Bible? This is the work of God, that you will believe the man he sent to you. What shall we do to do the work of God? They were asking questions. And he answered them, you must labor to believe the mass who God has given his voice to speak to your life. If you don't believe, there's nothing that wreck a man down like that. If you don't believe, Satan has succeeded to just rob you now. He man sent by God to them. They doubt the servant of God. They doubt what he's saying. And they are struggling. And things are not working for them. Things are not working. There's so much of hard time. Why? They are finding it difficult to follow the principle. Now there's a man called Zachariah. In Luke chapter 1. Zachariah was barren for years. And he has given up concerning childbearing. And Elizabeth, his wife, was old. One day, God sent his angel to Zachariah while he was in the temple. And he met Zachariah. And he told Zachariah that this is what God has said, that I should tell you that you are going to have a child. Luke chapter 1. Let me see if I can read a little bit. And in verse 12, and when Zachariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, fear not, Zachariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice in his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. The Holy Ghost shall fill somebody here today. You see, God does nothing without the Holy Ghost power. Verse 16, and many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit of the power of Elias to turn the house of the father to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepare for the Lord. And Zachariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man. And my wife was stricken in years. Can you see something? When God sent an angel to you, most time, this angel you see here, they don't appear like a spirit. Hello? They appear in human form. Amen? The angel appear in human form. Instead of Zachariah to say, hey, is that what God is saying? Glory be to God. For what he has said concerning me. He started explaining to the angel. He started asking the angel, how will I know? What will make me to know that this thing is true? Do you know I'm an old man? Do you know my wife is old? What are you trying to tell me? It's all right. Verse 19. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. And I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that this thing shall be performed. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Instead of Zachariah to agree with the angel of God and say, praise God, it shall come to pass. You know, I told you last week, that is exactly what happened to that man. Come and see. Let us even go and see whether they brought the message to the king. Instead of the king, he said, okay, let's go and try. He said, let me tell you now, unbelief. Let me tell you now, what the Syrians have done against us. And the servant said, please, my Lord, let's send some chariot to go and see. Why can't you just try? See, every chain over your life shall be broken. Everything covering your glory shall be removed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever anybody listening to me today, I command chains to be broken in your life. Everything covering your heart, let them be taken away in the name of Jesus. Instead of Zachariah to agree with the angel of God, he started talking things that are not relevant. You know, I'm an old man. My wife is old. How will this thing be? No angel is not to waste time. You don't have time to waste. I'll be negotiating with you. I said, that's what you said, but I am Gabriel that God sent to come and tell you. And you are doubting what I'm saying. From today, you become a dumb man. You will not speak again until this thing comes to pass. Zachariah get out of the temple. They were waiting for him. Only for him to come. Man who was talking before, when they came, he said, how far? 9 months, Zachariah became a dumb man. unbelief. You want to joke with unbelief? Don't joke with it. A man in John chapter 5, Jesus came to meet the man at the pool of Bethesda. May God's mercy come upon your life. Jesus himself came to meet a man in the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had been there for 38 years, suffering. And the only question Jesus asked him was, will thou be made whole? Are you ready to be free? The man started to explain. I have been here for many years now. Nobody, I have no man to carry me inside the water. Even when angel came and stirred the water, nobody to carry me. Before I know, the question is, will thou be made whole? Yes or no? Hallelujah. Who told you to explain? All those your explanation that is hindering your miracle, I commanded to be destroyed in your life. Are you ready to prosper? Is that Jesus said yes? Hey, pastor, do you know what? When my mother born me, they can't keep me for one place. Now I come dead here. Now so I come waka. Before I waka, even take time. According to the story, I don't waka on time. Now I come. You are explaining. We don't be made whole. Are you ready to be free? Do you want to walk? Do you want to prosper? You want to conquer your enemy? That is what we are asking you. Who told you to explain your story? And Jesus just had mercy on him. Look at this man. It's all right. The man who owned the pool by himself is here beside you, and you are explaining. The man that owns the pool is here, and you are explaining. He said, "Rise up there and walk." And that's how the man jumped up. You shall jump up from your trouble. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody must encounter miracle this week. Are you that man? Are you that woman? Receive it right now. We thou be made whole. Just believe the prophet of God. Stop explaining yourself. And you know, pastor, I forgive you. The work where I do, they don't pay me. And even the one I'm going to do now, I'm not sure they're going to pay me. That's why I'm not going to believe. Can you see yourself? Can you see how you have hindered yourself? It's not by your own calculation. It's by the hand of God. Step in. Step in when the chariot is moving. Stop wasting your explanation. Just step in when the chariot is moving. That's those who prosper. That's how they did it. They saw the portal open. They enter. Even with 100 naira, they enter inside. I told you a story. It's a matter of faith. It's not your explanation. If you want to prosper, listen to me. The wavelength where I'm moving now, you will not follow me if you stay there. I told you a story. If when I was in Lagos, even as a young believer, I would jump inside motor when I didn't even have money in my hand. Because I'm going to your church. I'm going somewhere. And I'm just enter. When I enter, I'm going to finish. Before they start collecting money. Before you know it, somebody will ask me, bro, are you that? I say, I am the one. How is everything? When they start collecting, I'll pay for you. They just shall live by faith. If you have faith, you will get many things done in your life. Believe the prophet. What the prophet has told you, it shall surely come to pass. Hallelujah. Stop explaining. So, Zechariah was finally to believe God because he was looking at how possible will it be after an old age, my wife be old, how will it be that we still have a child? Again, he was complaining instead of believing. Nobody asks you how old you are. What is your age? All you are told, just believe God. Stop complaining. The same thing is what I am telling you today. Don't start to be explaining yourself. All you need to do, believe the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe, I am telling you, the next level is open for somebody here. Yes. Yes. The next level is open for somebody now. I like this woman, the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4. This woman had faith.
Hallelujah. Look at her. Quickly, we are still going to run up. This woman had faith. She was not negotiating anything with anybody. 2 Kings chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 8, and it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned indeed to eat bread. The Bible says this woman was a great man, was a great woman. You shall be a great woman in Jesus' name. And she constrained Elisha. She saw Elisha passing by. Elisha didn't rent her house. She only saw her. That's why I told you to be in the spirit. The woman was in the spirit. He saw Elisha and he could see that this man was the man of God. And in fact, now, the Bible says, and she said unto her husband, behold, I perceive that this is an holy man of God. We pass it by us continually. I perceive it, that this is a holy man of God. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn it thither. That's a woman who has the eyes of the spirit. She has the eyes of the spirit. When the time is passing, we enter into our house. Because he wants to get the blessings of the prophet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 11, and he fell on the day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, said now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for all with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Would it not be spoken to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. What? You have been careful for us, for this care. You have been careful for all this while. What do you want? The woman just have faith. Amen. He don't believe you. He don't know that you're a man of God. Let me take care of this man. You know, your 100 naira can deliver you from trouble. Your 1,000 naira can set you free from a great problem in life. Something occurs to me this morning. Some of those people are dead now, and their money is lost there. If they didn't make it to heaven, or they make it, they are rebuked, they would have wished, I know that money I forgot to give God. They are not there to spend the money. There are nobody there to spend the money. That money I would have given God if I had known. Listen to me. Any man who knows how to fight battle with offering, never go down. Amen. All this struggle will cease in your family. Oh. For me, I've escaped already. All this struggle, may it cease in your life. The woman just stepped in to this miracle and started taking care of the man of God and told the husband, let's build a small place for him to be staying, sleeping there. And one day, Elisha will be going there, coming. One day he said to his servant, call this woman. What are you looking for that you have been caring for us all this while? What is your need? And the Bible says, like the woman even say, nothing, no. He said, you want me to talk to the king so that they will give you one portion, some portion of land or anything? He said, no, I didn't dwell among my people. The woman, Elisha has asked Gehazi again, what do you think that this woman needs? It was Gehazi that said it to Elisha. The woman has no child. And they are old. The husband is old. Okay. And he called the woman and said, come. According to the time of life, by this time next year, you will carry a child. And that was all. The miracle took place. Rise up on your feet. Every obstacle on my way to progress, let them be scattered today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Every obstacle on my way to progress. When you want to prosper, some distraction comes your way. Some obstacles comes your way. You are about to prosper, but obstacles come. Holy Ghost, let them be scattered. 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 Every
Before you proceed, let me tell you what's called obstacle. Somebody is supposed to give 1,000 naira to God or 5,000 naira to God before you know his sickness don't come. Before you know it, somebody is crying somewhere. Hey, see, we are in trouble. We need this, we need that. They call you from village. This and that. Obstacle! The seed that will lift you up, the enemy have collected it. You didn't see anything happen, but it was manipulated. It was manipulated. There are obstacles in the ways of progress of people that make them not to prosper. The enemy has arranged it. That any time he was supposed to sow a seed that will deliver him, something will happen. He will not give. He will give. He will have explanation. He will have something to say. The thing that hindering you are supposed to be up flying up there, but you are still struggling down here. Oh Lord, my Father, by the anointing of God upon this ministry today, let demonic obstacle be out of my way. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. By the anointing of God upon this ministry today, every demonic obstacle on my way to progress that will not allow me to prosper, I clear them off. I destroy them. I frustrate them. I consume them by the power of Jesus Christ. Every obstacle on my way to progress, let them be out. Let them out. My Father! Yes! 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 Aha! Oh Lord! Obstacles on my way to progress. Let them be clear. 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 This week, aha, every satanic obstacle that want to hinder my life, not to know Jesus, not to get closer, not to prosper. Holy Ghost! In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. As you are standing like that, hold your Bible. In 1 Samuel, chapter 1. Obstacles must be out of your way. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, look at what happened. The Bible says, 1 Samuel chapter 1, I read from verse 14. He says, and Eli said unto her, how long will thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Can not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial? For out of the abundance of my complaints and grief have I spoken with her. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition which thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did it, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Can you see something? Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. Eli just saw the woman agonizing and is stepping. And Eli said, what's the matter? And he explained herself. And the voice of the priest said, let the Lord grant thee thy petition which thou have requested from him. And the woman also replied, may thy handmaid get this thing done which you have just spoken. And she went away rejoicing. She got the miracle. She got the miracle. Right there. She was no more sad. Listen, you will not live here with your trouble today. All this thing you leave church with problem, you still leave church, you go and be complaining, it will stop here today. Even after
have prophesied. You are still going there to complain? What's wrong with you? Every power holding you in captivity, I disgrace them now. Listen to me. I have spiritual authority to set this demon go and he will go. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I have spiritual authority to cancel every satanic agenda in your family. Praise God. All you are asking for is being fed. Can you believe what I'm saying? You leave church, you are still complaining. What is the matter? Well, after this church today, sorrow will end in your life. Yeah. All those difficulties you are passing through in your business, it shall collapse right now. Yeah. God sent me to liberate you. Are you not ready? Lift up your hand to heaven. Say, God, I receive grace. I am getting out of every difficulties in my life. Every obstacle Satan has put on my way, I'm coming out of it. Oh Lord, I'm coming out. Oh Lord, I'm coming out. Oh Lord, I'm coming out. Every hindrances that the devil has placed on my way, I come out. Masheko baliata, rika tozime tukupada. Hey, kurama dizunia, kuasi tebo, kasito lige, tasuria, baye, kuasi kido. Ah, shh. Receive grace to advance. Receive grace to prosper. Receive grace to testify. Receive grace to meet with testimony. Receive grace. 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 Fire. Oh, my Father. Ah, Sheka Barabasotoriyama. Ah, sikupati ziria mata, rikata zikoti ziria mazu, kayeto zika, pasundaria, hey, kuria, zaye, kupa, santu gibea, arueta zi. I come out of sorrow. I come out of difficulties. I come out of hardship. I come out of pain. I come out of pain. Likabozi marikata. Oh yes, Lord. I receive grace. I receive grace to prosper, to excel, to advance, to overcome my enemies, to overcome my contenders. All those that are contending with me, I receive grace today from the hand of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to be free. 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 In the name of Jesus. My Father, I believe the servant of God. I believe the prophecy from heaven. Oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Listen to me. Close your eyes. The Spirit of God saying, the ass which your father sent you to look for, the ass that was missing has been found. The ass that was missing has been found. The ass that was missing has been found. Everything that have been taken away from you is being located right now. God is bringing them back to your life. Even the gift that you lost here will be found right now. The money you lost has been found right now. The position you lost has been found right now. Restoration is coming back to you right now. It's coming back to you right now. It's coming back to you. Rikapasotoriba senta. Gayatu. Rikapasendoria. Karia matusete. Hey, kubaria. Zaye, kubasita. Kubata zuguria. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Ah, ha, 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 ha time has come. Restoration. Yeah, the job you were supposed to handle, they took it away from you. You are getting it right now. They are calling you back for that job. You are getting it right now. Thank you, Jesus. The unction of God is here. His presence. His presence. His presence. Open up. Open up. The heaven is going to breathe upon you right now. The rain is falling upon your life. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost, aha, I leave them in your heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I leave them in your heart. Enough of rigmarole. Enough of rigmarole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thou Spirit of the living God, the grace to come out bright this week, this month, receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare it is well with you. Go back and rejoice. For the Lord has answered your prayers. In Jesus' name, I pray.